and place my money on the counter. "I don't think the coffee's kicked in yet," she says. "You're missing a dollar." I hand over the extra dollar, then rub the sleep from my eyes. The coffee's lukewarm when I take a sip, making it harder to gulp down. But I need to wake up somehow. Or maybe not. Maybe it's best to get through the day half asleep. Maybe that's the only way to get through today. "It should arrive at this address tomorrow," she says. "Maybe the day after tomorrow." Then she drops the box into a cart behind her. I should have waited till after school. I should have given Jenny one final day of peace, though she doesn't deserve it. When she gets home tomorrow or the next day, she'll find a package on her doorstep. Or if her mom or dad or someone else gets there first, maybe she'll find it on her bed. And she'll be excited. I was excited. A package with no return address? Did they forget? Or was it intentional? Maybe from a secret admirer. "Do you want your receipt?" the clerk asks. I shake my head. A small printer clicks one out anyway. I watch her tear the slip across the serrated plastic and drop it into a wastebasket. There's only one post office in town. I wonder if the same clerk helped the other people on the list, those who got this package before me. Did they keep the receipts as sick souvenirs, tuck them in their underwear drawers, pin them up on corkboards?